This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Welcome to AvWeb's extended coverage of AOPA Expo 2008 in San Jose, California. We're speaking with Jim Blessing of Air Fleet Capital. Jim, we've all been reading the newspapers and on the web that the credit markets have tightened, but from what I can tell, that has not necessarily affected aviation credit in a big way. Is that correct?
That's correct. Aircraft financing is still going strong. We've got plenty of money and capital available for individuals or businesses that are looking to buy aircraft. And while the credit market is tightened on other types of financing, it hasn't impacted aircraft in the way you would think.
Has there been any impact on either interest rates or terms of loans in any way?
No. Interest rates are still real attractive. Rates in the upper sixes right now, 7% range, which are fantastic rates. The average historical rate has been 9.5, and when I got into this 9 years ago, it was 9.5, so a 7% rate is a fantastic rate. Terms are still available up to 20-year financing with as little as 10% down. So,
how much activity is there in aircraft loans right now compared to, say, a year ago?
Well, that is definitely off. Activity's been down. The reality is not the finance system, it's the overall economy. People are not buying aircraft. It's slowed down, but it seems to be great activity here at the show, and optimism is here. It looks like it may pick up. We've had great activity.
Let's talk a little bit about the application process. If I'm applying for a loan now to buy an aircraft, I'm going to be examined probably a little bit more carefully than I would have a couple of years ago.
Well, you'd be examined in the same way that you would have been examined a couple of years ago. Typically, underwriting looks at credit, cash flows, overall personal financial strength. Those things haven't changed. Same credit standards apply today that applied a year ago. It may take a little bit longer. You may have to provide a little more paperwork. Our industry never had a true no-doc loan type of a product or income, stated income product. So, you know, we weren't financing that type of buyer in the past, and that has not changed. So standard underwriting is the same as it has been. It's cash flow based, it's credit based, and those products are still available.
Have there been any changes in the loan to value ratio or the loan to income ratio?
No. Credit policies have not changed. There's been an underlying belief that the credit policy may be impacted by the tightening, but we haven't seen any changes in policy.
So if you were giving advice to a potential buyer seeking a loan, what would that be, the single best advice you could give him now?
If an individual is looking to buy and they're concerned about the state of the finance market in supporting their purchase, they should just go out and get pre-approved before they make the decision. We always recommend a pre-approval, and we recommend that today more than we've recommended it in the past. Take that fear away. You know, manage it, take that fear away, and then go out and shop once you have the pre-approval in hand.
Okay, and let's get the URL for your website.
www.airfleetcapital.com.
Okay, thanks for speaking with us, Jim.
Thank you.
This is AvWeb's extended coverage of AOPA Expo 2008 in San Jose, California. We've been speaking with Jim Blessing of Air Fleet Capital. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.